You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 to 3. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Now, the instruction to Hezekiah was to put his house in order. I think first, that is important. People don't like to talk about death. Many people, their spouse suffered terribly after they died. Their children suffered terribly because they didn't prepare for death. Preparing for death does not mean that you are going to die. It doesn't mean, no, because you prepare, you will now die tomorrow. No. Ask yourself a question today. If I die today, who are the people that will suffer? Because there are some things that they may not know. A password, a bank detail, an account, or some document, and so on. And begin to put all of those things in place. Just think, just ask yourself, if I die now, what will happen to my children? Would there be something I could have done now that even if I had died, their life will still not have gone really, really bad. They will still be able to make a way because I had made certain information available. Organize your house. Put your house in order. It doesn't mean you are going to die the following day. You will still live and fulfill your days. But always put your house in order. However, our focus is about Hezekiah. Isaiah came to him and spoke the word of God. Now, remember, who is Isaiah? He was that prophet that said in the day that King Uzziah died, he saw the Lord. Or in the year that Uzziah died, he saw the Lord seated in his glory. So Isaiah saw the Lord in glory. His mouth was cleansed from heaven. They had to take a coal from heaven to cleanse his mouth, to prepare him to speak the word of God. That's the man that is speaking here. But guess what? In verse 2, the scripture says, Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord. Hezekiah did not call on Isaiah and say, Prophet Isaiah, please pray for me. I don't want to die. Did you notice that? He did not deal with Isaiah. He turned and talked with God. That's why your personal relationship is important. Many people today want to rely on men of God. They want to rely on their so-called prophet. Not so with Hezekiah. You must have a personal relationship with God. I remember a false prophet came to tell me some things in my office. And I look at him when he finished, straight in his face. I said, God didn't tell you any of these things. I said, God could not have even told you any of these things. I said, because I know as I am walking with God. And so there was no way God will say these things that you have said. And all the things he said never came to pass. Because we've crossed all the bridges he was saying we will not be able to cross. We've crossed it effortlessly. If you don't know the Lord personally, if you don't have personal relationship with God, you will become a meat, a prey for false prophet. They will use your life as a credit card. That's what they will turn your life to. They will turn you here and there. I was surprised. I said, if it were today, we have a prophet like Isaiah, that everything he speaks is the truth, and he comes to speak with you, what will you say? Won't you cry to him and say, Isaiah, help me do something, help me beg God? But Hezekiah had a personal relationship with God. And in Jesus Christ, that is what God had made possible, that every one of us, we should have a personal relationship with God. I can tell you that this is what I feel God is saying, you know? But whether I tell you or I don't tell you. Even if I told you, you yourself can go to the Lord in prayer and speak to God in prayer. A brother told me in 1996 some things that God want to graciously use our lives to do. But then, personally, years later, the Lord told me personally that this is what I want to do with your life. So, when you have a personal relationship with God, you can approach God. You should approach God. That is why when Jesus resurrected, he said, "Thy Father, my Father and your Father, my God and your God." So, in other words, he is now your Father. You have a personal relationship with him now. You can call upon him. Can you imagine that Ezekiah, he didn't live in the days of Jesus. He lived long before Jesus came, but yet he had a relationship with God. But today, some people have made men their God. If they want to travel, they will go and inquire. If they want to do this, that is not new covenant, brethren. New covenant is you knowing God as your own Father and being able to approach him as your Father. Would we pray with one another? Definitely. Would we pray for one another? Definitely. But God has called each person to have a personal relationship with him. That even if a prophet in the class of Isaiah speaks to your life, you say, "Thank you, Isaiah, I have heard you." You can talk to God and speak to him. And can you imagine? He spoke to God. Guess what happened? God sent back Isaiah to him to tell him that I'm adding 15 years to your life. God sent back Isaiah. Go back to him. Go back. That message you just delivered now, go and deliver another one. Brethren, it's a beautiful thing to know God and to know him personally. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.